We're keeping that in.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April 29th. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we play a different genre or a different theme depending on the weather or the time of year. But this week...
What time of year is it?
It's the end. Not the end of the year. This week is the last episode of Sky's the Limit. We're coming to you live in studio here for one final time, which just feels weird to say.
Yeah, it does.
Basically, Abby graduated last year. I stuck around to do grad school, but I'm on my way out now, and it's just really hard to do a radio show where you're separate from the person you're doing it with if someone is not in Kingston, we have found out, which is why every time we pre-record separately, unless I go to Toronto to visit Abby. So since neither of us will be in Kingston very soon, this is the end. So
the end of Sky's the Limit. But who knows? Maybe we will be radio personalities one day again.
I hope so. Yeah. Someone asked me last week, they said, do you like want to do this in the future? And I said, I love forcing people to listen to my music and talking on air. I hope that I can do community radio forever, so one day we will be on a community radio station somewhere, but for now the future is unknown, and so we're playing today music for the end, because it's the end, and we finished last season. Bless you. We finished last season like this too, but we played music for the end of the world. And that was that. It's a little sad if we say the end of the world. So now we're just playing music for the ending of something. And we're going to be chatting a lot. We are going to be playing less music. Bless you.
Trying so hard to hold it in.
I can like see you like wince in pain before you sneeze. So we're playing music for the end. This is our final playlist together on the radio. I started us here, Abby dumped a bunch of songs in, and then I sort of sorted them in order. I started us out here with our most two, I would say, upbeat songs.
Yeah.
And you put this first song in, and I said, well, this song has to go first. There's no other place for this song to go on the playlist other than first. You hear it in, like, TV shows. You hear it in movies. A lot of this playlist is based off TV shows and movies. I will say. But we're going to start off here with M83. My tears are becoming a sea. I'm slowly drifting to Practicing on my own. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Abby and I had both put in like poppier songs. We both put in one sort of upbeat song into this master playlist that we made. Abby put in Green Light by Lorde, which I had put in and then I took out because I was like, no, it doesn't fit. And then I put Party for You by Charlie XCX because I was trying to think of like movies and stuff, and then I thought of Bottoms and the end of Bottoms.
Yeah.
And I was like looking at the playlist and I was trying to decide between Green Light and Party for You, and then I went, wait a minute, got rid of both of them and then put in Dancing on My Own, and I don't, it just fits.
Yeah, it does. I think it's like interesting. You were saying how it doesn't have to be like sad to be the end.
Yeah.
Because I think if we've, even if you're focusing on it through the lens of movies and stuff, you sort of think of like the sad driving away at the end sort of thing. But it can also be like a more upbeat song. Because I think one that I also added, I don't know if it made it like into when I was adding a bunch of stuff or not, but like they play Dog Days Are Over at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of that too, because I wouldn't have really thought of that as like an ending song until I saw them use it in the end of that movie. And it like worked really well, but it was like an uplifting moment, not like a sad moment. So.
Yeah, and we've just been playing a lot of Robin and talking about a lot of Robin this season.
Yeah.
I guess because she had her new album, but then also, like, even before then, we were just talking about Robin a lot, so.
Yeah, I think it's just one of the, because a lot of her stuff is just slowly kind of crept up on me of being like, this is really good.
Yeah.
Like, this is, and she's not, I think she's not like a, you know, she isn't a, like, American pop princess, and she's, like, older and that sort of thing, but she's making this, like, really good dance pop music even still today. So. Yeah.
If you're just joining us now and you're confused as to why we're talking about the end and playing Robin, this is our last show. Not my last show. We'll get into that later. But our last show, collectively, me and Abby, live, at least.
Yep.
I hope you'll guest on a trail mix. But
no, I'm done. No, just kidding.
Oh my god, you're never gonna talk to me ever again.
I absolutely hate doing this, so I'm never gonna do it again.
You're never gonna talk to me. Speaking of you're never gonna talk to me ever again and you hate me, I put in this next song for you.
I wondered why you put this in. I was like, do I be selfish and think that this has a deeper meaning? Or I was hoping that on air you'd be like, yeah, like I don't really care about the message of this song, but like
this song means nothing to me. No, I was like, this next track here is by Queen. Try to guess if you can, if what the song is before we go
into it. I'm in love with my car.
Yeah. It's for you because you love your car that you don't have so much.
Yeah, and I love driving cars.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my favorite.
But Queen, I don't know, they make such great songs for the endings of things. Like, I was thinking about Under Pressure, and I didn't put Under Pressure in because we're playing David Bowie and Queen, but I've just been thinking about Under Pressure a lot recently and how it's, like, maybe one of the best songs ever made.
And have you seen After Sun?
No.
Because that's another song for ending of a movie. It plays at the end of that movie.
Well, and I was thinking about that because Meg and I were talking about that one day. And so I didn't put Under Pressure in. And so I was like, oh, but I think I need to put a Queen song in because they make such great theatrical songs for the end. And I was thinking of Queen songs. And then I went, oh, well, it's my last live show with Abby. So I think I should play this one. Queen here. Hey, Abby. You're my best friend.
Such a long time. up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble bussing in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. No honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair.
The band there with Atlantic City. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Abby snuck in a the band track into here. I say snuck in. I really like this song.
Yeah, me too. And I think, well, I like the Bruce Springsteen version and the Wilderness version.
Yeah.
And the band version.
So. Yeah. Our three favorite guys. The wilderness is one guy. You didn't hear because you can't super hear in the station, but the station ID that I put on before us was the wildernesses.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to them. R.I.P. to us.
R.I.P. to the mansion. R.I.P. to the grad club. R.I.P. to Blue Martini. Like, what is happening?
Abby and I keep saying that we as a collective are leaving Kingston, left Kingston at a great time, and are leaving Kingston because I'm
at a great time for our specific niche.
Yes.
Like, all the places that we've and things that we frequented are just all suddenly ending. And we didn't start them. They've been way before us.
Oh my gosh.
But they're just conveniently ending, like, this year for some reason.
Yeah. So. Because I was talking to someone about music venues, and they're like, oh, but there's, like, still the Toucan. There's still whatever. And I was like, you think I've ever been to the Toucan?
Yeah, and, like, there are still some. Like, I'm not saying that there aren't, but it's just weird. It's, like, it's just probably a coincidence that all of these, like, long-standing ones just, for some reason, all ended at this time. Yeah. It's, like, weird.
It's just, and then I was thinking about, like, oh, I've never been to the Toucan, but I've went to the mansion, like, 30 times.
Yeah.
And it's just because that's who we wanted to see was at the mansion and at Blue Martini. Yeah. And then I have been to the grad club a few times, never to see a music act, actually. But, yeah, it's just so odd. And then the wilderness ended in the fall. I was thinking of Kingston musicians who we still like, and, like, Tiny Horse is still going. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just, it's a weird time to leave, I guess a good time to leave Kingston for us, at least.
Well, everything dies, baby. That's a fact. And everything that dies, it comes back.
Hopefully. I like that you added that, too, because speaking of the mansion, we saw... oh my gosh, Mrs.
Chest
Henry.
Fever.
Chest fever.
Same thing.
Yeah. Mrs. Henry's the band, cover band, Chest Fever at the mansion. And that's my first time seeing Atlantic City live.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Yep. Yeah. And a connection to the wilderness too, because I said that the wilderness have a cover, but Jonas has what I just said tattooed as well. So, because I remember noticing that one time when we were, like, close at a concert, because it's, like, pretty big on his arm.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's the lyrics from the Bruce Springsteen song. So.
And you said Bruce Springsteen song, and then we're like, yeah, oh, no.
Well, it's Bruce's song, and then it was covered by the band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I also, for years, thought it was a song by the band, because this was the only version I had heard.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, no, it was originally recorded on Nebraska, and then then Robbie Robertson and the band covered it. Yeah, so the more you know. But it's one of those songs that's been covered, like, some. We were talking about this with Such Great Heights.
Yes.
How it's been covered, like, people think the Iron and Wine version is the OG version, and it's just, it's just because of what you hear and when you hear it, right?
Shout out Ben Gibbard. I feel like we should just keep going because we're talking about the wilderness.
I know. It worked out that you put these in this order, and then you put the other song after, which is another, like, kind of Kingston wilderness, all kind of connection there, too.
So I put these next two songs together because Kingston, and we're both sort of, like, leaving Kingston. So the first track by the Wilderness, and then the second track by the Tragically Hip. When people say name a Kingston band, a lot of people's first thing is going to be the Tragically Hip. Obviously, we're a little too young to have been sort of in that, like, hip scene, but I don't know. They sound like Kingston still. Yeah. And also, I didn't tell you, I've been driving in and out of Kingston a lot. They changed the Kingston signs on the 401 when you enter.
Oh, yeah?
You know how it was that, like, group of people and that guy wearing a fedora?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's now a picture of Gord Downey, and it says Forever Hip, Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I thought that was cool. I noticed it, like, late one night when I was driving back, and I literally drove out of Kingston earlier, and they changed the signs that day, and so I thought I was hallucinating. Someone let me know if I was hallucinating, but I think they should put up those signs if they're not real. So I put these two songs together for, like, a sort of, like, we're this place that we called home for a bit, and we're leaving.
It's a complicated feeling.
It's a complicated feeling. There are lots of great things about Kingston. There are lots of extremely mid things about Kingston. but the music scene and these like small music venues that we were talking about were the thing that made me fall in love with Kingston and what made me like living here.
And the fact that being in Kingston and being at Queen's, they let us do our academic work about a lot of these small bands and this music that we went to see.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a complicated feeling leaving this all behind, which is why I had to play this next song. The Wilderness here, rest in peace, complicated feeling.
climb a tree and admit it, then we'd talk or sit silently and listen to our thoughts with illusions of someday cast in a golden light. No dress rehearsal, this is our life.
Tragically hip. Ahead by a century, you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing songs for the end, for the final episode of Sky's the Limit. It's our finale today. Well, we played those two songs back to back, The Wilderness and The Tragically Hip. They're both Kingston bands that we love. We saw The Wilderness. How many times did we calculate? I think mine was 11 and yours was 10 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
In 2.5 years when they only really played like 15 Canadian shows in those 2.5 years. And yeah, it was ridiculous. A very fast and hard obsession. I don't know. And then The Tragically Hip, Ahead by a Century, basic choice, but it was the song they played when we graduated.
They did. Puppy played.
At Slush
on
Puppy
One Place. Tragically Hip Way.
I was just going to say that. At One Tragically Hip Way. And everyone around me, like all the other students, did not care. I was having the best time of my life. Queen said, you're going to watch the Ahead by a Century music video in a stadium full of people and you're going to like it. And I loved it. And everyone else around me, like, could not care less.
There's also the video of us when we came in and they're like the bagpipes were playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were up on like the big jumbotron and everyone's walking normally and Skyler's like,
Yeah.
To the bagpipes.
I was was bouncing along and
to the fanfare.
Abby's parents, Grace's parents, everyone's parents who we knew and who know me were like, I could tell that that was Skylar because they were the only one jamming out to the bagpipes. The bagpiper was phenomenal.
I think it would be a piper, yeah.
The Peter Piper was phenomenal.
Well, and no hate to queens or graduations, but it also was just nice to be doing something after we had been there for like four hours, just standing in the back.
Yeah, and hearing all of those names and me just slowly disassociating in the crowd and then them being like, you're done, here's some Tragically Hip. Oh, it was like a breath of fresh air.
It's like our award.
Literally. And I'm going to have to do it all again when I get the second degree. And if they don't play Ahead by a Century, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm not taking the diploma.
I'm going to get up out of my chair and walk out. But yeah, I had to play it as a love letter to Kingston there. This is the final show of Sky's the Limit because of reasons of we're separated and it's ridiculously hard to do it.
We're separated.
This is the divorce. And it's ridiculously hard to do not a live show when you're in two places at once. But this is not the end of me on the radio. If you've been a longtime Skylar fan, I don't know what else to say. I have a summer show called Trail Mix. This will be Trail Mix's fourth season, I think. And it's a good time. You should come listen. It's at the same time, Wednesdays at 6. It's just me, sometimes with a special guest. I love having special guests on. I just play summer music. There's no repeats all summer long. So I build a big summer playlist, lots of new stuff, lots of Canadian, lots of old summer classics. Like the name suggests, it's a mix of sort of everything. So join me back here next week for the season, I think 4 or 5 premiere of Trail Mix.
Wow.
Yeah, 5.
See, so...
Yeah, you got it.
Let me roll that back.
No, you got it.
Lots of things are ending, but Trail Mix said, get out of my way. I'm still going.
Trail Mix, lots of things are ending. Trail Mix is forever. This is season 5 of Trail Mix, and I'm not stopping anytime soon. Yes, I'm stopping my year-long programming, but I think Trail Mix might be forever. So...
Eat, sleep, Trail Mix.
Yeah. So say goodbye to Abby and hello to Trail Mix, I guess. I don't know. anyways, we're gonna keep going. Why did you choose this song? I'm not disagreeing, but I think I know why you chose this song, and it has to go back to another TV show.
Yeah, it does. That's exactly why. Okay. But also because I feel like just this artist in general, like this is a very like reflective album. Like, you know, I'm not gonna say it to give it away so you couldn't gab, but like the typical song that people would know off of this album that's been in a bajillion movies is also very reflective.
Yes.
Even though this is not the most famous one necessarily. But yeah, I thought something from this artist kind of, at least for me, fits with this theme.
Yeah.
And then this one, for other reasons, also I thought fit pretty well. So I'll let you explain.
Well, I mean, there's nothing really to explain much about it. We're talking about Cat Stevens. And we're talking about a song off of Tea for the Tillerman. Specifically, we're about to play Miles from Nowhere.
But we played it once already.
We've played it once already. And that's because this is the song that plays at the end of the first episode of the first season of Our Flag Means Death, the pilot's episode. And it's the main character looking over the ship as he embarks on his new journey. And... it's such a perfect song. We talk about this show all the time and the music in the show. It's such a perfect song for that moment, and they have such great needle drops in that show. When you put it into this playlist, I said, I cannot believe that I forgot about that song. and so I had to play it because it's such a great needle drop. But then it also, yeah, it feels like the end, but it also sort of feels like new beginnings. Ish, which is why I'm playing it at the end-ish of this show today. Cat Stevens here, Miles from Nowhere.
Yeah. To reach there, look up at the mountain. I have to climb. Oh, yeah. to reach there. Lord, my body has been a good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. Miles from nowhere, I guess I take my time. Oh yeah, to reach the end. I creep through the valleys and I grope through the woods, 'cause I know when I find it, my honey, it's gonna make me feel good. Yes, I love everything, so don't it make you feel sad? Not a soul in sight. Oh yeah, but it's all right. I have my freedom. I can make my own rules. Oh yeah, the ones that I choose. Lord, my body. Yes, I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there.
As the last of the bugs leave their homes again, and I'm splitting the road down the middle for a minute. The world seems so simple. Feel the rush of my blood. 17 again. I am not scared of death. I've got dreams again. It's just me in the curve of the valley, and there is me. back between villages, and everything's still.
For me personally, I found the town big enough for anything that I want. I mean, I'm not a city girl by any means.
Trafford still has a lot of meaning to me because I grew up there. Well, I guess it's a small community of people that really look out for each other. And that's the same way with anybody that needs anything. It's this community is there to help.
Noah Kahn there, The View Between Villages, a little extended version as a treat as well. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Last time I'll be saying that. Which Dang. Is crazy. I added that song, one, because, I mean, Noah Kahn has sort of been like a thing between us that we've both liked. But I was thinking about The Wilderness, and I was thinking about Complicated Feeling, and the last shows that they played, they walked onto that song, they made like some videos of them and their memories to that song. And now when I hear like the opening like synth to that song, my brain registers it as a Wilderness song. And also, yeah, I just want to cry every time I hear it now. And I know that there's so many songs in here that we've talked about the Wilderness with, but it was just such a big part of our like Queens, like our time in undergrad. And so I mostly added that song for that.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this before when we've played other Noah Kahn, but for his songs being, and this is like in my words, obviously you can think whatever you want, for his songs being relatively simple in terms of like music and songwriting, he is very good at like writing about particular concepts that are so specific and so general at the same time. Like you can make a specific connection like you just did to this song that's like so niche to your life, but then he can write like just sort of a general statement like The View Between Villages.
Yeah.
Because you could make that mean whatever it means to you in your life. And and I feel like he did that really well with like You're Gonna Go Far and other songs like that too. So it's cool that The Wilderness adopted it into something for them and now it's made a connection for you as well. And like
So anyways, this is the end of our show today. We've got one more song left, but I don't think that song needs much yapping for it. Abby, you have any final words?
Thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for those who kept listening. It was fun. Although this is like just a hobby and something to do for fun, it's something we did consistently and put a lot of effort into. And so it means a lot that people were here to listen to it. And it's definitely, I think, like you said, Skylar, it'll inspire different things that we do in our lives moving forward. So I'm super grateful to have like had this opportunity and now have this memory of doing this. So
thanks for coming along with me. I've had a show on CFRC now since 2021, and I was doing it alone for years, and then I met Abby and we became such great friends. And then I said to them, I said, I'm just sick and tired of talking to myself. Do you want to do a radio show with me? And they said, yeah, that would be fun.
I said, I like music.
Yeah, I like music. And so, I don't know, I'm just so happy that you were able to do this. And I think obviously this year now being separated, it's just kept us closer than
Definitely.
We would have been. And thank you to everyone who's listened over the past 2 years. I'm not stopping going off the radio, but it feels weird to say goodbye to this. I wasn't
the
precious.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, I wasn't precious about any of my other shows, but Sky's the Limit just holds it. I don't know.
We're like Our Flag Means Death. We got two solid seasons and a cool fan base.
We got two solid solid seasons, the best fan base, and then we were a canned. but yeah, it's I think I've put in every week that I do this about 3 hours of work on average every week, and it's time consuming, and I pay to do it. I always say to people, I don't get paid to do this, I pay to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
I love campus radio, and I love having a show with you.
Thanks, man. I loved it too.
Hey, thanks. If you miss us, the last 3 months are archived on CFRC. You have to listen soon, though, because they will delete them. I'm going to download this last show to have. I'll burn it onto a CD for myself.
Perfect.
So it stays around forever. We're going to finish off with the same song that we finished off last season with. Do you have any words to say about it?
I feel like I probably didn't say anything last time either, other than this is like the most iconic song, I think. Well, it spans generations in terms of its iconicness.
Yeah.
It's in so much media, so many edits. It can apply to so many stories, so many situations. And I think it's a great way to close this show.
Yeah, I was thinking of what song do I end on? And then I said, we chose a perfect ending song last season. Why don't I reheat our own nachos? And and on the same song this season. So, well, thank you everyone for listening. Thanks, Abby, for joining me as my lovely co-host. I'll miss you, but Abby will be back. We're going to finish off Sky's the Limit here. David Bowie, Heroes.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Food Sharing Project invites you to step into a lively, chef-powered dining experience unlike any other. Start the night with a complimentary cocktail, raw bar, and charcuterie before moving through a series of interactive stations hosted by chefs from six standout Kingston restaurants, including Aqua Terra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro, Kutu Catering, Crave Coffee House, and Days on Front. Each station offers a seasonal creation crafted to showcase the talent and creativity of our local culinary scene. With wine served at dinner, live music, a cash bar, and a silent auction, it's an evening designed to delight every sense. Funds raised will support the Food Sharing Project's work, ensuring students across Kingston and area have access to the nourishing food they need to thrive. Tickets are $125 per person. Learn more at www.foodsharingproject.org/savorspring.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing